Hi, I'm with Rich Jones, Policy and Technical Director for IOSH IRIS. At the start of February, we asked members for their say on the recommendations to extend the period of reporting accidents from over 3 days to over seven.
Yeah, and because it's a very simple consultation, i.e. there's not many questions in it, we've decided to do it a little differently this time, and we completed a short survey that we posted on the website for members to complete, and we've had over 400 responses, so that's been quite a good response for us on consultations.
Yeah, and the survey's now closed, and we've had time to look at the responses from our members who've done the survey. What have you had to say?
That's right. Well, overall, it's about 63% in favour of moving towards over 7 day reporting. But having said that, there's a sizable minority, 37%, who still have concerns about it, which really shouldn't be ignored.
Mm, okay. And obviously from the survey responses, we've published a draft document, which is sat on our discussion thread on the website, where members can still have the opportunity to have their say.
Yeah, that's another new thing we're trying. So having engaged with 400 members, we've posted the response, and then give members, because we've got time, we've given members a further opportunity to say, well, this is what the findings are. If you haven't had your say so far, what do you think of this?
Yeah, of course. And so what's the next step after that? I mean, it's now on the discussion forum. What would be the next step?
Well, there's still time for members to be involved, and obviously the more members we get responding, the better it is for us. So there's a number of ways in which they can respond. They can either post a comment on the forum where it is, or they can email their comments directly to Murray Clark, so that's murray.clark@ios.co.uk, or the consultation web pages are still the normal consultation pages there, where they can submit their response in full. So there's a number of ways, and of course what we always recommend is, once members have gone to the trouble of giving us their response, they might as well go one step further and give their response directly to the HSE, so you can go on the HSE's consultation pages, and that sort of, adds more sort of leverage, if you like.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So really the simple message is, members can still get involved in this consultation process.
Absolutely, and the more the merrier.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay then. Thanks, Richard.
Cheers, Charles.